I had the pleasure of interviewing my grandfather, Scotty Morrison, on everything that he did within the NHL and the Hockey Hall of Fame. Out of his favorite memories, the one that stuck out to me the most was a great story with Gordie Howe and the Detroit Red Wings. This story was pretty hard for my grandfather to tell, as one of his eldest sons, Perry, that's mentioned in the story, passed away in 1982 in an oil rig accident. I thought the story was important for the family aspect, which shows how much of a family man he truly was and how much fun he had on the job.
All right, there was one that it makes it, as far as I'm concerned, top player in the NHL was that big number 9, Gordie Howe. Now, one of the funniest stories, Gordie said to me one day, "Scotty, why don't you send your two sons down to my hockey school? It's just outside Detroit." Oh, I said, "Gordie, you know, I'm doing a lot of traveling like you, and so I have this cottage up in Halliburton, and I'd like to be up there." Well, he said, "They could come down and stay with Colleen and I at my place." Oh, I said, "How can I say no to that?" So Ian and Perry went down, and they stayed with. I go down to pick them up, and all the way back home, Perry kept saying, "Well, Mr. Howe does this, Mr. Howe does that, Mrs. Howe does this, Mr. Howe does this." So we get back to Manor Hampton, jump out of the car, I see Perry go upstairs, and he comes back down, and he's got 3-4 old Detroit Red Wing decals, the kind that you had to put in a plate to make them look soft enough. So I figured, oh, well, he's going to put them on his bike. I happened to be looking out the window, and we had that big station wagon, and Perry was just about to put them on the back window of the station wagon. And I ran outside, and I said, "Perry, you can't put those on there. Mr. Howe said," I said, "I don't care what Mr. Howe said. You cannot put those on my station wagon back window." So they didn't go on. About 10 days later, I see Gordie in Toronto. He's still playing. I said, "Nice going." I said, "Wouldn't it look great, me coming down to Toronto as the referee-in-chief, have my parking spot with 4 Detroit Red Wing decals on the back of the station wagon?" "You didn't stop him from putting them on." I said, "I sure as hell did." And we just had a great laugh over it.
The smile and laughter that came to my grandfather's face as he was telling stories just like this one was priceless.